So let us pray.
Father God, we pray that through our worship of you this morning and in our lives to come, you would help us to have openness of heart and mind, sharing with you at every turn that helps us to know the guidance of your Spirit's care. Be with us now in worship and in learning as older and younger folk in your family, and bless us, we pray, in the name of Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. And let's bring our gifts to the Lord as we bring our tithes and our offerings for the Lord's work. Thank you. God of love, in love we bring you these gifts. We bring you ourselves. We pray, Spirit, bless our giving and our living, that we might seek what you want and discover it for the sake of your kingdom. In the name of Christ our Lord. Amen. We hear now our scripture readings from Romans, first of all, and then from the Gospel of Luke. Thank you.
Our first New Testament reading is taken from the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 to 8, living sacrifices. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve that God's will is his good, pleasing, and perfect will. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you. Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function. So in Christ, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. Thanks be to God for the reading of his word.
The Gospel reading is taken from Luke, chapter 10, verse 38, to chapter 11, verse 13, and can be found on page 1042 of the Pew Bible. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. One day, Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples. He said to them, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us, and lead us not into temptation. Then he said to them, suppose one of you has a friend, and he goes to him at midnight and says, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, because a friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. Then the one inside answers, don't bother me, the door is already locked, and my children are with me in bed. I can't get up and give you anything. I tell you though, he will not get up and give him the bread because he is a friend, yet because of the man's boldness, he will get up and give him as much as he needs. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Amen.
Thank you, Ray and John. I didn't realise till yesterday afternoon that you sang Seek Ye First last Sunday morning, and we're going to sing it again, but having practised it, let's do the canon. So you can start, and we will, brave souls, start with Seek Ye First when they get to the Alleluia. Is that all right? And we just keep on going. Is that all right, Joyce? Yes.